Bring 27 holes of championship quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all of the Flint Hills. Book your tee times and see the full menu at ColbertHills.com.
We have some breaking news. Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse just told me something about one of our nearby roads here, City Manager Ron Fear, and I, for whatever reason, we hadn't mentioned it earlier this morning. I don't know that it was actually official from the city, but we'll let the mayor break the news. Go ahead.
Well, I'm personally excited. I live in Northview, and Casement Road opened yesterday. It was a silent opening, and it was a surprise, but we were just checking. And I think Northview residents probably would be ready to throw a party having it open again.
You know, I think that that's only appropriate.
I'm surprised you didn't mention it, Dave.
Well, you know, it was early, Kathy.
I'd like to, a whole new vehicle. We're driving a different vehicle around you, poor thing.
I'd like to apply for a fireworks permit because I think that that's it's significant because it – you know, that's a lot of extra time you caused me driving around town there, Mr. Fear.
Yes,
I'm putting it all on your shoulders. I know Rob Ott has
a little
to carry some of that burden.
Yeah. I would just say that Allen Road will continue to be closed because there's work remaining there. But they were able to finish up, I guess I'm going to say, the Casement Interceptor connection and paved it. And so Casement is open, but Allen is not.
We had hoped that that was going to happen before Thanksgiving, but I know the weather hasn't been real cool, but the nights have been cooler, and it takes longer for the concrete strength to get there. So they just did take the barricades down yesterday.
And remind us what they were doing there, Ron.
So basically, we have a very large project on Allen Road that replaces installing an additional sanitary sewer line that connects to the Casement Interceptor. So it's a relief sewer, and then we're also replacing a water line, and then we'll be repairing and replacing portions of the street that are associated with that utility work. So it'll have closings to partial closings and traffic control through the winter. So please be patient as you go that way.
So still take your time through
right.
that area.
Casement will be open, but they're at Allen moving north from Casement to we'll continue to have work done through the winter.
Well, my guests all thank you. I had several almost arrive late because of the construction and confused quite a few people. But did you get many complaints or concerns?
Oh, yeah. There were lots of issues, especially early, because a lot of people were detouring through the neighborhoods and that concern, you know, and speeds went up in the neighborhoods and didn't really a lot of parents concerned about their kids walking to school because in almost all of those there's no sidewalk, so the kids walk in the street. So there was a lot of concern, and so that's when we put the reader boards up and tried to get most people to divert Tuttle Creek Boulevard to Marlette and then come back.
Well, I guess let's get back to this agenda. That's
sure.
a very lengthy one, and we've only gotten through two of the five major items. But moving along, I know the North Campus Corridor also on the agenda tonight, Ron.
Sure. This is the City University request and certainly speaks to the North Campus Corridor as part of that. So annually, we look at the City University funds, and we start the process for the university to make the request to the city on the use of those funds. And we did have a work session a while back with President Myers attended a meeting with the City Commission, and in that process recommended that we take a portion of the annual City University funds and designate it towards future improvements on the North Corridor for the next 20 years. And so this is a resolution which does that, and it's a letter of an intent to spend. We bring in about $750,000 a year, so about $500,000 will be dedicated or at least pledged towards improvements along the North Corridor for the next 20 years, which would raise about $10 million. And so that's going to help in that regard. And the rest of it, the $250,000, will be used as traditional City University funds have been doing. That won't start till 2020. And so this will basically be the last of the $750,000 requests that typically go through this process for 2019. And so we start out with that where the commission reviews it. We have a couple of projects that we're suggesting that the university should consider as a part of their process. One is a $250,000 request for campus perimeter traffic improvements. And this is kind of a ongoing situation where this year's city university funds had funds to do a study by an engineering firm that looks at all the pedestrian crossings on North Manhattan primarily and whether we should continue with the yellow flashing lights with an instant they come on in an instance when you push them, or more should some of those be converted to standard traffic lights, which is something we did over on Denison Avenue near the new Weefald Hall, that we put up a regular pedestrian stoplight. And so it's not that you have more traffic flows in pools versus everybody stopping and going and stopping and going and creating backups. So that study's not quite yet complete, but was enough to know that there's going to be some additional improvements were suggested, and that's what that would go for. Another $110,000 we're recommending for some Campus Creek storm box safety improvements, and this is there around Thurston where the little Campus Creek comes through and goes underground then all the way to the ditch on Tuttle Creek Boulevard. And so when we have large flash flood, big rain events, that's a dangerous inlet. And so you get your whirlpools and stuff to where people can get sucked in there. We've done some things temporarily, but this would be more of a permanent fix to one, keep the debris from building up, to limit, and if you do get blockage there, and then you have more street flooding, and that pushes that water down to Aggieville and the North Manhattan and Anderson-Bluemont intersection, where the rain we had a year or so ago was, you know, kind of up to the doorway of the Bluemont Hotel. So it's important that inlet be clear and function and safe, so it doesn't suck any pedestrians or other obstacles in that would create a problem. So that's what that's for. And then there's the final year of requests for the assistance with Colbert Hills on the special assessment. So this starts that process. The commission may have more or want to modify those, and that's as they make the request to the president of the university, and then the university starts their process of reviewing and adding to that and ultimately making a request usually about end of February, early March for that. And again, that would be for 2019 funds.
Linda? When I first became mayor, I spoke to the need for our city to focus on infrastructure, and cited that North Campus Corridor as a primary area that was going to take a lot of our resources. The North Manhattan Avenue is part of that. And so the sooner we can fix that and not even touch the out years for it, that will make up the North Campus Corridor. With regard to flooding, we are a community that just has to deal with that. And we can't flood our businesses and flood our homes, and we have to fix the sewer like out in Northview. That project had to play work up for a lot of years, by the way. And it just has to be that if that Campus Creek needs attention, we have to do it. And I'm supportive of those kinds of things, that water is only going to roll downhill into our community, and the sooner we can deal with it, the better.
Let's go ahead and take another break. It's 9:30. We still have stormwater rates and sewer and water rates to talk about. Back to sewers, I guess. And again, you're listening to In Focus today with Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear, 537-1350 if you have questions or comments.